Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We are holding Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the last two lines. With the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, by Yevamah Niknis Bibia, one can be koina Yevamah Bibia. Frank Timur Bibia Menolan, how do I know that a Yevam is koina his Yevamah Bibia? Omar Krosh Tetachem Pasik, Yevamah Yavai Aleha Ulekocha Loili Isha. The word Yevamah Yavai, Yavai is a Lashon of Bia. So the Yevam does Bia with his Yevamah, and Ulekocha Loili Isha, as a result, they're now married. Very simple. Frank Timura, what do I need Ulekocha Loili Isha for? The Eima Lekula Milzik Isha. Maybe the Pasik is telling us that she has the regular din of a normal wife. Meaning that just like a regular wife, we learned in our Mishnah, Ho'isha Niknis, Bisholish Drachim, Mekesef, Ubishtar, Ubibia. Maybe the extra words of Kachaloy the Isha has come to tell you that you can be Koina Yevama with Kesef and Shtar, not only with Bia. Everything more loisokadaita, those Konizai. The Sani, it says in the Bryce, Yachel Yu Kesef, Ubishtar, Goimrim, Baki, Derechshe, Bia, Gomeris, Ba. The very Shaila that we're dealing with. The Braisa says, I would have thought that just like a Yavam can be Goymer, Goymer means that he can go and acquire his Yavama through Bia, that maybe he can also acquire her through Kesef Ushtar like a regular Isha. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk continues on, the Yivma. That's the Pasuk that we quoted at the top. Yavama Yavi Aleh Ulkach Aloy the Isha, the Yivma. Zok Yamara, what was the Yivma? Bia Goymer is Ba. The Ein Kesef Ushtar Goyim Rimba. Where do I see that in the word V'yibma? So Rashi on the third line says that the word V'yibma also means Bia. And therefore, Shon Oleh HaKosav Li'akev. The Pasuk in the very same sentence says Bia twice. Yivama Yavi Aleha is Bia. Lekach Lo'i Isha V'yibma is Bia. Why does the Torah have to repeat it twice? To come to tell you that's the only way you can go and be Koini Yivama. Not with Kesef, not with Shtar. Only with Bia. Midrabanan, we learned in Masechet Yevamos that there is a din of kinyan of kesef, which we call mamar. But that's not a din d'oraisa, that's in Midrabanan.
Yevma and Bia means, somewhat from a Diddik point of view, the same word, it sounds like the same word?
Rashi says it means the same thing. See, top Rashi, Yavi Aleha, Kloima Biyasa. Vyimma, Bia Mashma. Of course, literally the word Vyimma means that he should be Miyabim Oisa. Miyabim Oisa means take her as his Yevama. But Rashi is saying that the taitch of the word v'yibma means bia. Now, has he said bia two times? Why would the Torah repeat it twice? Not just to be redundant, rather to tell you, this is the way you got to do it. This way, this is the only way and no other way. Freik Timura, v'eima mai v'yibma de bal korcha, the bal korcha miyame. Maybe v'yibma is coming to tell you whether she likes it or not. Normally, by a regular frau of shteitzich, a husband cannot go and be mekadish her balkarcha. If she says no, that's the end of the shidduch. However, by a yevama, whether she likes it or not, if the husband goes and does a bia, she's niknis. And the reason is because there's already a pre-existing zika. This is not something new. Therefore, the Torah says that they have already an umbilical cord that connects them. So if he is miyam her balkarcha, it works. Izay bazois, I need the yevama for that purpose. Tell you balkarcha. The balkarcha miyabim. So tomorrow, in Kein Leimakra v'yibeim, my v'yibma, shmaps me no tarti. If the Torah would only say the word v'yibeim, you're right. It comes to tell you, yivama yavi aleh lekach lo the isha v'yibeim, whether she likes it or not, because of the zika, he can go and be miyabim her. Karcha.
Even if she wants chalitza, it doesn't help.
Even if she can want chalitza, she can stand on her head 12 times. If the husband wants, if the yavam wants to go and do bia, he has the right to do so. As you know, the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos that Abishol Oimer, that was a Torah Shoinim. Nowadays, that unfortunately, a Yavam very he doesn't do the Shem Shemayim, he does the Shem Kesef, the Shem Noi, and other things. That's why the Chum said they should only be Choyit. Ablamasim in Atoira, he has the right to go be Miyavim, whether you like it or not. And even nowadays, they say in certain communities, like in certain Yemenite communities, they still allow for Yibam today. Even though virtually everywhere else it's no longer practiced. Anyway.
You don't hold it up a show,
is it? Yeah, this is a
I'm saying not holding of Abishol, the Yemenites.
It can sign the Haltunas in the Khyo Erlich, and they don't, that they like the Darius Rishon. Anyway, bottom line is if Yimar might be Yimma, so why does it be Yimma with the extra hey, Shabbos be no time to come to tell you both halacha. Halacha number one, al karcha. Halacha number two, that only bebiya gemeres bav aloi bekesef aloi bishta. Okay, state right in the Mishnah. The koines atzum bechalitza ubemisas hayova. Pray to my bechalitza mean, hold on, how do you know bechalitza? On the surface is a, what do you mean? It's a dude, yesterday we learned about the whole parasha of chalitza. One or two or three psukim. Me'ein yivami lahakim liyachim shem b'yisrael liyava yavmi b'chol tzenale mi'araglai v'yarka b'fonov. What do you mean, hold on? So Rashi says something moiridik. Rashi says, I might have thought that the whole purpose of chalitza is a mitzvah be'alma. In other words, you have a choice. You can either do yibam or you can do chalitza. But once you do chalitza, fine. But that doesn't mean that the zikah is ended. Maybe you still need a get. Maybe you still need that the yavim should die. It's not a mitzvah azat. So look at the Rashi. Minolan. Actually, about 10 lines from the top. Minolan de chalitza muteris lihinase. Who says chalitza means her ticket to freedom, that she can marry anybody? Dilma mitzvah chalitza hu deram rachmon Allah. She has like a mitzvah chalitza, but she's still not mutaris. Maybe she is still stuck as an iguna. On the one hand, the husband is not, the yavim is not being miyavimer. On the other, they just made a chalitza. But who says that that now cuts the umbilical cord? Maybe the zika is still there and she's still stuck. So to my menal, this is in the pasuk. The nikash may be Israel, beis chalitza noal. Kibin shecholatz bonal, hutru l'cho Yisrael. What's up there?
The
Zika's
not.
That's the more stats. According to Habimina? Yes, yes.
The Zika's not. But my says she's not more to tell other people.
Okay, okay. We're saying the same thing using different terminology. The point is, the Gemara and the Habimina thought that Chalitza is not like Shaina Mitzvah. After they're over, they sing, get to Machta, get to Mitzvah, fine, get Shkoyach and all the rest. But she's still stuck. She still cannot remarry until something else happens. How do you know that koines atzma bechalitza afreik tomorrow? Who says? Maybe not. She's mekayim a mitzvah, but that's it. And for tomorrow, since the end of the parish of chalitza ends, the nikur shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalitza no'al, kiven shecholatz bonal hutru l'chol Yisrael. We take the word Yisrael. Put aside the nikur shmoi for a moment. B'Yisrael beis chalitza hanoach. As a result of removing the shoe from the foot of the yavam, now she's permitted to go into and become the bias of another Yisrael. She's now invited to come into the homes of any other Yisrael to potentially go and marry him. So you learn, you look at the Rashi, next Rashi, B'Yisrael, based Chalutz, Hochi Mashma. B'Yisrael, Ru'uyi Lahavi, Labayis, Mishacholtz. Once the Chalitz is over, now you can invite her in. No, Kim Teran, Scheindel, or Gnendel, or Sprintzer. Let me try to find the shidduch for you. You did the chalitza. Now you're available l'chol Yisrael. Frey Timura, really, that's what the nikkur shmoi b'Yisrael, this chalitza and all, comes to tell you. Hay Yisrael l'hoch yudiyos, I be boy l'irka nesani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Be Yisrael, be bezin shol Yisrael, v'loi be bezin, it's a mistake, bezin shol gerim. Here the third says, it's mustaf gizana bezin b'Yisrael and not of gerim. It doesn't tell us why. I know it's a but that's a mistake because of the fact that we already learned previously, and everybody knows from Parshat Mishpatim. You can never bring a mishpat in front of goyim, so it's not just a din in Hilchos Yibam and Chalitza. By Yibam, there's a special din; it has to be dafk in front of Yisrael and not in front of Gerim. Even though Gerim, of course, are Yisrael Gemurim, for this particular purpose, they're disqualified. I don't know why. If that's the case, so I need Yisrael for that purpose, so I don't have the Yisrael for purposes of telling me that she's now mutter to marry in the ranks of Klai Yisrael. Every more trade Yisrael, k'sivishtai tzvay mulavart Yisrael. In this pasuk that we just said now, v'nikash moi b'Yisrael, peis chalutza no'al, and Rashi says, we have another pasuk, shtayin pusik, me'ein yevumi l'hukim li'uchav shein b'Yisrael. So you have two b'Yisraels. One Yisrael tells you a bezin shei Yisrael. One tells you then that she's now muteris liyisra. Frank, you have a katan boy later kiddushani. I need it for another drush. Umr of Yehuda, pa machas in Yosef near of Tarfi. Ubasi of Amalachloitz. The Amalonu, after the whole chalitza ceremony was over, he said, Anu kulcha miyamru. Joktale. Chalutza noal. Chalutza noal. Rashi brings it in yesterday's parsha. Tushtaik tachem pusik. Benikashmoy be Israel. That means all of the assembled are supposed to call out. Base. Chalutza noal. So Bazoi. The pasuk says Beis Chalutz and all, but here the Gemara just says Chalutz and all, and Rashi in Chumash Ultin just says Chalutz and all. So Zayin Tzachos only Chalutz and all. So Bazoi, so I need the Nikkur Shema Yisrael. Be Yisrael Chalutz and all. So Timur, that doesn't come from the Yisrael. That's a who v'nikr shmoy nafke. V'nikr shmoy, that you have to call out and ukulchem. V'nikr shmoy, then you have to say chalutz anol. However, the chalutz anol at the end of the part of the, sorry, the b'Yisrael chalutz anol, not the v'nikr shmoy, but the Yisrael based chalutz anol comes to tell you that she's hutra l'chol Yisrael.
May I ask a question?
You can ask three questions.
Thank you. Sorry, it's a little bad. Third line of Rashi, Rashi says
that might
be
Shama Ogalel
or Shina Leakosala. Since it says it twice, it means it's
Ma'akim. Correct.
Someone once told me that this is only by Kutcher.
I have. Thank you. I know about Rav Reda, but yes, I've heard that Klal, but apparently it applies to this as well. So it appears. So you have to speak to that person that told you about that. It's only by Kutcher. Talk, please check it out. Ask him from this Rashi. But I thought you were going to point out something else.
Oh, let's see it.
When I was a Buchan Yeshiva, which goes back as many, many years ago, I remember at that time there was a tzelt in the Yeshiva that Abik Skran of Rucha had performed a chalitza a week or 2 weeks before, and because a chalitza is not a daily affair, because Rabbunim would like to go, especially Rabbik wanted to, people, Talmidim should know what does it mean to have a chalitza, exactly how does it work. So they invited all B'nai Teira, all Yeshiva, like anybody that wanted to come for that chalitza. So I heard that for some reason I wasn't on the invitation list, I wasn't on the email list. Anyway, bottom line is I heard that Beis Medrash was packed to capacity. You remember the Beis Medrash of Rabbik, the friend of Rucha?
I remember the young life in Lakewood going to Rabbik.
Did they to
Shai? I don't know
for that. Okay, anyway, it was packed like 300 or 400 or 500 people standing like sardines for the chalitza. You know, Rabbik had a very high-pitched voice, and when he spoke, anyway, so I heard that when it came to the end of the chalitza, when it was over, he said, Rabbi Shtaitin Chazal, Shtaitin Halucha, Anu Kulcha Mi Omru. You have to go and say it by Metakoy Rash Gudor, Beis Chalutzanol, Chalutzanol. So I heard people told me that you could hear it 12 blocks away, the 500 people screaming at one time, Chalutzanol, Chalutzanol, from here all the way to Smith Farms, and you can't tell the Chalutzanol. Because
I was going to have big also by Chalitza.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10, 15 people.
That was the second one. The first one was back to hundreds.
Tardas had somebody who was called, he said, called a few of us guys, of course, needed to have somebody there. It was like 10.
The Kush might be a throw.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what to do.
Avad, Rabbik.
He washed the guy's feet, make sure there's no chatzitz.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Chalutzen out twice or three times?
If I'm not mistaken, three times. Even the Gemara says twice. Also, Kirachel Aleichel, you know, the Gemara where he says, I have to repeat it all the time. I heard three. Yeah,
the lady, you have to spit, Rav Yorka.
Yeah, you're welcome before now.
The Shibsha guy, very firm, they didn't see the speech so well. Nochem was, she was never a lady, so nervous. It's a good.
Okay. We continue on. Over Mises Hayovim. Nebuch, she's also kindness. After Mises Hayovim, Freddy Mamunogan. How do you know? Torah only talks about Chalitza, doesn't tell you about Mises Hayovim. Kalvachai. Amadach Ashes Ish Shehi Bechenik. Mises Abal Mati Rosa. Yevama shehi balav like every aishes ish. If chas v'shulam a person lives with an aishes ish, rachmanu etzlan, it's a din of chenek. Right, the din of skila is by an arusa, but by nesua it's chenek unless it's an aishes koy. Anyway, aishes ish shehi b'chenek misis habal matirasa. If chulil v'chas her husband passes away, she's now muteres l'kol. She's allowed to go and marry anybody. So the misa of her husband has removed a major iser of major oynish of chenek. Yevama she belav, the whole Isra of Yevama, that she is not allowed to go and marry out to the wider Oilam, is alav. Loisia Aishas Hameis Hachutzel Ishzor, Yevama Yovayaleo, the Kochlai, the Isha, the Yimma. So that's only alav. So what happens if she were to go and marry out without waiting for Yibam or Chalitza, which she has a Zikr? She'll be over alav. Alav is a gracious Ach. Avad. It doesn't rise to the level of Chenek. It's the Chmadach. Misa can take away such a starka oynish of a chenek. Avada can take away a starka oynish of a lav. Lam le koshke. Your kal v'chaim is a bisla shvach kal v'chaim, because by eishes ish we find that the Torah is given multiple channels of freeing her from her einish of chenek. She can go and get a get. Time bizu when you're talking about a yevama, she any oitz be get. If she gets a get, it doesn't do anything. Only if there's midrabana, what it does is it passes her that she can no longer go and do yibam, neither with this yavam or any of the other brothers, because kimish leibana shuv leyivne. Mask it. But however,
she's coming from Erva. She was never married.
Nachum.
Can't marry an Erva.
An Erva, yeah.
So married, she was never married.
What do you mean she was never married? She was married to the first husband.
No, but
I mean, how could a get go and separate them if they were never married?
Right.
That's only because you know that a get works for a husband and wife. Without our gemara, we would have thought.
No, he's talking about the gemara was making kal v'chomer from a case. But,
yeah, yeah. So by an isha, this helps a get.
Yeah, right.
But yivam, it doesn't help a get. Minotayr. So to gemara, ma'aleish shish can yoytze be get. That's why she's ulti yoytze b'misas habal. Toim bezu she yoytze be get. So maybe she's not yoytze b'misas habal.
Oh,
if an gemara hanami yoytze b'chalitza, she also has an outlet besides the Mises Hayovim, and that is Chalitza. And the top choice says, Kim the Chalitza b'mokim get, like you were saying, that's what you were suggesting, Loi choshev l'pev d'zish kapircha, Eichem emaskim, Isha Taka goes out with the get. But she has Chalitza, she has a, it's comparable, they're parallel. So therefore the fact that she has a get, doesn't nish kapircha. Frank Timara, Elamal Eishas Isha came, Oisra Matira, the one that asked her, is Matir her. Who asked her? Her husband. So the same husband, by making the kiddushin, asked her. Now by Chas V'Sholem passing away, matter. Masha'en came, the Yovam wasn't the one that asked her. The one that asked her originally was the dead brother, Nebuch, the first brother that married her. So Ibazoi, it's a disconnect. Mali Eishu says, she can't always matter. That's why his Misa is matter. However, the Yovam was never asked her in the first place. So his dying may be irrelevant, may not, you know, lemalav lemayri. Omer Rav Ashi, you're making a mistake. Hanami oisra matira. The yovam also asks her. Yovam oisra. The fact that the first husband was married to her and he died, to a certain extent, the umbilical cord is now covered. In other words, her iser vis-a-vis the first husband, that has come to an end. However, the Torah says, if there are no children, there's still a second din. This is Tzvei Halochis. Is the original husband, and there's the Yavam. As far as the original husband is concerned, he's never passed away. He's buried. That's done. However, there's a new din. And that if there is a brother, then that brother asks her to go marry. What happens if there wouldn't be a brother? Then she can go and marry anybody she wants. So the existence of the Yavam asks her to go and marry anybody else. Okay, so that same Yavam. Now, who asked her, when he dies, Yavam Sharila, he's now martyr. Uh-huh. So therefore, the Yavam is just like the same case as the case of the Eishes Ish. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Good. So therefore, the Gemara says, I therefore do have a good Kal V'Chomer after all. Madach Eishes Ishi B'Chenek, Mises Abal Matira, then Yavam Shibalab, Loi Kolshkein. You ask the Kasha by Eishes Ish, Oisra Matira. Here also Oisra Matira. So the Kal V'Chomer blibes, and that's how I know that she's Yoitze, Mises Yavam. But now the Gemara asks now other kashas. Utei Eishes Ish Yoitze B'Chalitza Mekal V'Chomer. Just like a Yevama could be Yoitze B'Chalitza, maybe an Eishes Ish also Yoitze B'Chalitza. You have a husband and wife, instead of going and writing out a get, which can be cost a few $100s, let's just go in front of the peasant. She'll go into Mallorca Bafunov, she'll take off the shoe, and maybe that'll be any good. Yeah. That's it.
Chalitza, you can only do before the Eishes. Get is after the Eishes. Unless once he lives with her, he can take her out.
It's a good to shy Lagabi Nesua. What are you going to say, Lagabi Arusa? What happens? You have an Oris Larusa. How does he divorce her? He gives her a get. So Frank Timura, in addition to giving a get, maybe we should go and do the Chalitza, just like you have by Yavam Yavama, and that's before Ishus. So Timura, Mikal V'Chomer, Mamadach Yavama, Shein Yoitza Beget. We know for sure Yavama doesn't go out with a get. But Yoitza V'Chalitza, Zu, and Eishes Ish, she Yoitza Beget. Ain't it in Shioitza B'Chalitza? She should certainly be able to go out B'Chalitza. Hamakra, it looks so good. The Kal V'Chomer is a good to Kal V'Chomer, but I have Exeus of Kosov. Shtein Bosik, Kosov Lo, Sefer Krisos, Sefer Korsu, and the Varachar Korsu. The only way that you can go and cut the relationship between husband and wife, besides Misa, is by giving a get. Chalitza doesn't do the trick. So let's now do the reverse. Let's say Yevama Yoytze beget the Kal v'Chaymer. Just like Yevama goes out with the Chalitza, the get also. We just established an ish that does not go out b'chalitza. Say for course, we do rachel course. But yoytze beget. About this to do a dinner get because of law save the kriz. Not from yoda. The yotze b'hol kavoyis leishacher. Zu this yevama she yoytze b'chalitza. She does go out b'chalitza. And then she yoytze beget. She should certainly be able to go out with a get. Amakra saguta kal v'choymer. However, I have the word kocha. The word kocha is an ikuva. Where does it say in the pasuk kocha? She goes and says in front of the bezin, the answer of the amra, kocha yasal yish, ashla yivne as beis ochav. She took kocha. So kocha tells you it's got to be exactly this way, no other ways. So that's why only chalitza not get. Frey Timar, really? Chalecha the iki kuva ledashi kav chaymer. Once you have this kocha ikuva, you can't dashi kav chaymer. But yom kippur dechsev goyro, and it says v'chulka. We know when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to go and varf the Geirulais on the two Seirim, Geirul Hashem, or which one goes, Lazuzel. And it says at the end of the Parsha of Yigipurim, the Chukas Oymu Deroisa, Mechal Beri Yisrael, you always have to do this, avoid the every year in the Bismigdish on Yom Kippur. So you state the word Chukah. So Chukah is Avada and Ikuva, just like the word Koch. Betanya, and nevertheless I have a price. Vaso Chatas. Ha Geirul Oysa Chatas, Vein Hashem Oysa Chatas. Meaning, throughout the year, if someone wants to designate an animal for a chatas, what does he do? Does he take a goyrel and put goyrel Hashem, goyrel Azuzel? Nah, of course not. He goes and buys an animal, and he says, you, Mr. Animal, actually, by chatas, always in the keiva, so therefore, not always, but most of the time it's in the keiva, so Mrs. Animal, Ms. Animal, I'm now hereby crowning you, you are my carbon chatas. Now, what happens if Yom Kippur, if they couldn't find the gorillas for whatever reason, or the kohen gadol didn't like a goyrel, and there Yisrael said, you know what, I'm going to call you chatas. Just like yesterday and the day before and all the other days, whenever I wanted to become chatas, Matzah Karif and you're a chatas, I'm going to do the same thing now in Yom Kippur. You, Bahaima, Dibis Tachatas. Zukti Yimara, the Pusik says, V'usui chatas. What's the whole Pusik over here? V'nus and harnal shnei asirim gairulais gairul echel Hashem and gairul echel azuzel. V'hikr v'harnas asur asher ulav ha-gairul Hashem. The one that the goyel does is the chatas. Dash anymore. I goyel is a chatas. Ein Hashem is a chatas. Ein Hashem means that if I'm koyer Hashem and I say you animal, you're a chatas. Those are goyish. Shiyuchol. I would have thought I have a kav v'chaymer. Vali dini. Umamam mukim shloi kiddush a goyel. Throughout the year, where a goyel doesn't help, the kiddush Hashem. If I say you're a chatas, it works. Mukim on Yom Kippur. Shekiddush a goyel with a goyel works. Try to control it. Now let me ask you a question. What do I need this usui chatas for? It's only because I have this special limud vaso chatas. Halav hachi without that. Doshina kav v'chaymer. Avagav tachsim bechinka. Shtei tachukas oilu doi reiseichem. B'chol doi reiseichem. B'chol moish reiseichem. You have to go and dafke to the ganza void. The beginning of Parashas Achri Moiz. So you see, I feel with the word chukah, you could still say a kal v'chaymer. So here too, I feel with a kocha, you can go and say a kal v'chaymer. The madach, you can go and yoytze b'chalitza, is a chavad about a shibi yoytze b'get. Just like an isha doesn't have chalitza, but she has get. This one that does have chalitza, she certainly have a get. Says, Yimor, you're right. A kal v'chaymer, don't tell me ven kocha, it's nish ven kocha. But rather, umakra, it says in the Pusik Kusav, La Sefer Krisis. La. The Torah only gave this avenue of severing the relationship of a get only by law, by a regular Aishas Ish, not by Yivam. Frankly, more of the aim of law, Lishma. After all, Gans Mesech is Gittin, Rabba Mitruva. The law comes to tell you Lishma that you have to write Lishayim for Sprints and Lishayim Yankel and etc. So Timara, Trey Loksiv. It says in the Pasik, two times law. First it says the cost of law, and then it says Sneo Isha Achrain, the cost of law save a crisis. Two times it says in the Torah the word law. Okay, so therefore one law comes to tell you law v'loy liyavama, and the other times it comes to tell you law lishma. Fritimora v'kati v'oyle chad law lishma v'idach law v'loy law v'lechaverta. We had this come already before. You remember back in Gittin and here, the woman's loy law lechaverta. What happens if a person had two wives, and unfortunately he's in a very bad mood and he wants to get rid of both of them? And therefore, what instead of writing out two separate gittin, a get costs $500 to write, I'll make a one get for both of them. I'll give the soy for 50 the extra dollars. So instead of Yanko is divorcing Sprinzer, he's divorcing Sprinzer and Gnendel at the same time. Or if you have two brothers, or you have just two people, they wanted to get together, they're good friends, two partners, they're both getting rid of their wives. Yanko's giving a get to Ruchel, and Beryl's giving and Chaim is giving a get to Gnendel, and they put it together. That get doesn't work. So that's what I need the law for. So now you're learning three drushes out of two laws. Says Yimoy, you're right. We're not going to learn it from law. Rather, Elo Makro, it says at the end of the Pusi Beis Chalitz HaNual, that we quoted already before. Why does it have to repeat Nual? After all, the Pusik says, V'chol Tzanali Mi'al Ragloi, V'yarka B'funav, and then Menikishma Yisrael Beis Chalitz HaNual. Why do we have to have the Nual? If you want to go and scream out to like a big scream of bracha, chalutz, chalutz, he's a yetzah chalutzo. What do you have to go and say chalutz hanuah? What's it now? Elo makru, now in midir chrin aloy. The only way to sever this relationship is with a chalitzes ha now and not with a get. Freitu avay now lochi yudiusa. You're using it for that? How you boiling the kinesanya? Freitu puz bchalutz naaloy. Ainly elin naaloy now naaloy. In other words, his own private shoe. What happens if he's not wearing his shoe, it's somebody else's shoe, right? They have, in Yerushalayim, those people that don't want to go and ras kriya on their shirts, they go and borrow somebody else's shirt or somebody else's jacket, and then it's not mine, so they can't ras kriya when they come into the koysel for the first time, they come to outstood. So over here too, maybe it has to be dafkin na'aloi, and not somebody else's now. Now shukalud minulei, how do you know you can, and by the way, 99% of all the bati dinim, that, you know, our festival, and I'm not just taking any three people together, but an established bezin has a special chalitza shoe. You can see pictures of it if you go to a bezin. I'm sorry?
That becoining it, the person has to be before he makes chalitza.
I don't remember. Our Gemara doesn't address it. It would sound like it now, but if it's taka coin it, then it's already his now. So what do we need the drusha now kaluda? Just because I didn't own it a minute ago, if I own it now, if I go into a store and I buy it, so l'choira, you shouldn't need it, but I'm b'shulchan aruch. But what our Gemara is saying is now shukaludam, and virtually all batidim back in the Haim also, they had special chalitza shoes. Usually they had long ritzuais that the chalitzas and aganza chalitza with the chazon yishas share that they would go and open up, just like you have on some pairs of sneakers that you, or for those of you that like skating on ice skating, also have a 100 ritzuais going up and up, and they open it all up. Anyway, the point is that how do you know that you can use somebody else's nal? Maybe that's be dina aloy kaludim inulay tamaloyimar nal riba. The extra word basically says no. Comes to tell you anybody should doesn't have to be dafka issue. Him came out tamaloyim nal. So why do I say naloy? Naloy haroy loy. It's got to be roy that he can go and wear it. If it's too large, he only wears a size 6, and this is a size 12. Kenish kain in there sheikh. Or forget brother couldn't shave chayv his roy bragloy. It's a small one. He's able to somehow fit into it because the back of it is open or something. But it doesn't even cover half of his foot. Just toynish. Moreover, same thing. Prat lemisulayim she'ein loy oked. Rashi says misulayim means that the bottom of the shoe is missing its sole. It could be a very, very large hole nebuch in the sole of the foot of the shoe, and you see through into the shoe. This says. She'en lay okev, other Rishonim, Rashi learns it's missing a sole. Others say it's missing a heel. Usually the word okev means heel. But Rashi learns sole. Anyway, so what happens if you have a shoe that doesn't have a sole, doesn't have a heel? Period. So what do I need? That's what I need. The na'aloy to go and tell you, the na'al can fit him, and it's a gittin na'al, and he can wear it. It's not too big, it's not too small. It's a festa na'al, it has a bottom to it, etc. As I bazoi, that's what I need, the extra na'al, and na'aloy to tell us. Na'aloy to go and tell us that it has to be able to fit him, na'aloy, and no'al, afil and na'al shall koludam, even if it's not his, it's somebody else's, but as long as it fits, it's good. So you don't have the extra na'al to go and say, na'al v'loy dovaracher, to exclude a get. Yitwam kein nechtev kro, na'al my ha'no'al. After all, the pussy says, beis chalutz ha'no'al. What do I need the extra hay for? Shabbos minotartis, I learned from this two things. Number one, I learned now. I feel a now shall koludam. It doesn't have to be na'aloy. Any now? And ha'no'al, that's the only way that you can go and give a divorce, not through get, only through chalitza sana.
Before you said love lo lechavato. So Rashi says it means one get to have the same name. That's what Rashi means.
Okay.
Lo lechavato, Rashi says. One get have the same name, two women, so he'll give one get for both women. That's what it means. Lo lechavato.
Oh yeah, it's a freedom with Abchat. Look at the Rashi at the end. Mkosa ploini mekarish. Ploinis, the ploinis nusha, about two frauen. Right, Eis and Ruchi, or Ruchel. Ruchel and Ruchel, both together. Good. Right. What you're saying is good. Lamasa, we had this Gemara before the Leila Lechavita in Mesechus Yidden, and there Rashi wasn't so, that has to be Dafka. In fact, that Gemara is talking about multiple husbands and multiple women, even if you have Yankel, Metchayim, Metriven, Metchimen, Metlaivi, and each one is divorcing his wife, Rachmun Litzlan, Elayim, Metrukal, Metchpinza, Metchishaindi, Metwusa, all those others. Anyway, it has to be Dafka one and not multiple. But you're right, the Rashi Tak over here says they had the same name. Shkoyach. On to the next mission. Since we've now completed, after 13 blot, Pur Hashem, or 12 and a half blot, we've now completed the discussion of our Mishnah. Now we continue on. Since we start off the Masechta, the Reisha Niknis B'Shulish Ruchim, the next few Mishnayis are going to deal with other things that you can go and be koina with various Ruchim. So our Mishnah begins, Eved Ivri Nikna B'Kesef U'Bishtar. You want to buy an Eved Ivri in the marketplace. You have to go and either pay Kesef, or normally, of course, you pay Kesef, but the Kinyan can also be B'Shtar, that you write out a Shtar. The koina Atzmai, he has three ways of freeing himself. Bishunim means, of course, an Eved Ivri is Sheish Shunim Yavoy. 6 years pass, goodbye, he's out. Or be Yoivil, what happens if he was sold 3 years before Yoivil year, and now Yoivil year happens in the middle of the 6 years, he goes out, even though there was only 3 years. For Shteitzich, that was presumably already, when they did the original sale, they realized it's only going to be a 3-year sale, so therefore they didn't pay the full amount, they paid a half amount, or whatever. Be Yoivil. Ubi Gurin Kesser. Gurin Kesser means that at any time, the Eved can come back to the Udain and say, you know, it was great, but I'd like to leave. Here I'm going to pay you back the amount that's left in the original purchase price. And we've had this already before, that you amortize whatever the price was. Lamushal, if he was sold for $600 for 6 years, and he worked already for 3 years, if he has his own funds, or he has some major benefactor that's willing to go and pay $300, the other kids say, well, Avodim have gone up in price, and you're a real Tishtark Eved, and want to have $500, $1,000. No. Karin Kessi, we can amortize the amount. He worked for 3 years with $600, you pay $300, and Shulam Al Yisro, and he leaves. So that's the three ways by Eved Ivri. You say to Lava Mabriya, she's going to ask for the Simunim. As soon as she becomes 12 years old, and she gets her Simunim, then she's also out. Even though she was only an Amavriya for a year, or 2 years, or 3 years. Simunim, she's out. Hanirza, now we're talking about Eved Nirza, which as you all know means that if at the end of the 6 years, the Eved says, Ahavti Sadonius Ishti Vezbonai Le'etzi Chofshi, I'd like to go and stay with you, Udan, you're a wonderful guy. So he takes a drill, he makes a hole, and then avodli oilam. We all know that means until Yoivil. So Hanirza, Nikna Biritzia, how are you koina this Eved Ivri? After the 6 year are over, you don't have to make a new kesef, a new shtar. You do the ritzia, and now automatically he's now continues to be an eved until yovel. The koyin is atzmoi be yovel, like we just said. Obemisasa udain, and when the udain passes away, but Rashi points out that that's dafka by an eved nirtza. However, if it's a regular eved that was bought for 6 years, and the udain passes away in the middle of the 6 years, the Eved Ivri continues to do his avdus until the 6 years are over.
When she goes out, the simonim.
Yeah.
You have to make a money arrangement also.
No.
Because she gets simonim.
You're talking about the din of Hanukkah.
No.
Yeah.
She gets her simonim. She goes out.
That's right.
So, but doesn't it give
you yotzechinam ein kosef? You don't have to pay her a penny.
Nothing.
Right, there's a din of Hanukkah. We'll see later in the Gemara whether Hanukkah applies to her, it applies to him. Hanukkah means Hanik Tanik Loi. You don't just let the guy go home free. You have to go and give them a ganze supply of food, etc. But whether that applies to the Simanim, that we might see today, we might see in the next few plot to be Yasha. Anyway, Zukti Mar. Eved Ivri Nikla B'Kesef Minula. Now, from here to the bottom of the Umid into tomorrow's daf, as you'll find, there are three different varieties of Eved Ivri, plus Ivriya. What do I mean, three different varieties of Eved Ivri? We're going to have Eved Ivri, who's Nimkar La'ivik Kechavim, an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Goy. You have an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Yid by Bezdin, because of a Geneva, and then you have a Yidna who is so poor that he sold himself without the Bezin going and selling him. Pushit, he had no other Parnusa, even here, and he went around the Quaker Hill, that wasn't enough to go and satisfy him. So he went to the Shuk Shel Avudim, and he sold himself. So you have three different types of Eved: Nimker Li'akim, Nimker Yisrael through the Bezdin, or Nimker Al Yedei Atzmai, and besides that we have Amavriya. The reason I point that out is because each one of them has separate psukim. The question is, does one pasuk cover the whole waterfront, all four of those types of Avodim and Amavriya, or does it only refer to one and not to the other? So that's why we're going to have a lot of give and take back and forth. Zukti Mar, Eved Ivri Nikna Bekesav Minon. How do I know? Omakrat says in the pasuk Mikesav Miknosay. The Vusank Mikesav Miknosay. That is in a parsha of Nebuch Ayid that was so desperate that he was sold to a goy. So it says in the pasuk V'chisasik Yad Ger V'toshav Imach and Nimkar LeGer or LeEker Imach. This Yid was sold Nebuch to a goy. So it says in the pasuk it's a mitzvah for his mishpucha to go and redeem him and get him out from that avdus to the goy. And the pasuk uses the expression, im oid rabbis bashunim, what happens if he sold himself and there was still going to be another 3 years, 5 years, whatever left, lefi and yashav gulasoi, based on that we should go and figure out the amount of the pidyon, mi kesev miknosoi, from the original money that was purchased, that was paid to buy this eved. Aha. So I see that Mikesav Miknasa, that you are koina and Eved with Kesef, and now the Odin says, I don't want, he's a good Eved. The Mishpucha has a mitzvah to go and free him, and they pay back for the original Kesav Miknasa. We give a refund, so to speak, to the Goy, based on the amortization, like we spoke about before, the Gruen Kesef. Anyway, since it says Mikesav Miknasa, Malamish Nikim Mikesef, obviously he was bought with Kesef, and now to redeem him, we have to pay Mikesav Miknasa the remaining amount from the original deal that he was sold to the guy. Ashken Eved Ivan Nimkar Leved Chavim. Okay, that pussy in Kesav Miknasa is Ayigit, that's what meant that he was sold to a guy. Hoyil, Bechol Kinyunai Bekesav. By a guy, Sehelfnishka Meshicha, Sehelfnishka Hagbua, Sehelfnishka Galila, Sehelfnishka Chalipin, all of those normal Kinyunim that we do by Metalklin, Helfnish by a guy. The only Kinyun that he has is Bekesav. How do we know that? So Rashi brings from Navi Gemurah because it says in the Pusik, Aikunoi Miyad Amisecha. Miyad Amisecha means from another Yid. Amisecha means your colleague, your peer, your friend. It says, Aikunoi Miyad Amisecha, Duba Nikna Miyad Liyad. And that's only the Gabia Yid that you can go and do Meshicha. You coin a Miyad. However, by a Goy, it's only Nikna Bekesav. Aha. So since by a Goy, the only way you can be coin is with Kesav, then it makes sense that an Eved Ivri that is sold to a Goy, you buy him with Kesef, because he doesn't have any other kinyon. And therefore, that's why Eved Ivri nicknamed him Kesef when he is sold to a Goy. But Nimkli Yisro Minulan, how do I know if an Eved Ivri is sold to a Yid that it's also Kesef? On Makra, it says in the Pasuk, V'hevda. Now, this doesn't say by an Eved, it says really by an Umavriya. What does it say by an Umavriya? That the Udain, or his son, are supposed to be Meyayid, they're supposed to be Yid. Yid is just another name for Kiddushin, that they're supposed to go and marry this young lady. Aha. But what happens if neither the father nor the son are interested in doing Yid? So the Pasuk says, Imru'u ve'enei adoineha, asher lo yi'oda v'hevda, v'amnochri li'im shalomachra b'vigdeba. That if Ru'u ve'enei adoineha, the father doesn't want to, and the son doesn't want to be Meyayid, shalom Yehuda, the Hevda, then you have to go and be poida. Ah, Zokti Yimara, Melamech Megras Pidyoin Aviyotze. Again, you'd make that same type of cheshen. If she was sold for 6 years or whatever, and now after a year, the Udan and the son say, we tried, we thought, we were contemplating, if Shechasana, that. We're not interested. She's Nishka Balas Midas, she's Nishka Tzniya Sticker, she's Nishka Shaina, so at Ale Male Shaloi Kuzibatoira, we're not interested. So what happens now? So then you have to do Giroin Pidyoin. That is, you amortize the 6 years, whatever, like we just spoke about before. The Yoitin Shikali. Ah, so I see from this, by an Om Ivriya, the Kinyan was Bekesev, and now when you are free anchor, you can do a pidyon of the Giroina Kesev. Yes. So Timur, that's very good, Ashkan Om Ivriya. Hoyle Mikacha Bekesev, Mikanya Bekesev. Just like she is Nichnas Bekesev, she's Yoitze Bekesev. Kiboyle Kach Poltoi. Just like she was bought Bekesev, now she gets back her freedom by returning Kesev, either she or other family members. But Eved Ivri Minolan, that's by an Amma. How do I know Eved Ivri? Amakra, ki machalcha achicha ivri, oy ho ivriya, vavodcha sheshunim. Why does it bring ivri and ivriya together? Makish ivri ivriya, just like the ivriya, she can be nikna bekesa, like we just said, the hevda. Same thing applies, and then ivri can also be nikna bekesa. Look at what Ashkhan Machri does. Hoyl v'nimkar bal korchoy, moicher, period. Hoyl v'nimkar bal korchoy. Over there, in the case of if a Bezdin went and sold an Eved Ivri, he's being sold against his will, never, because he did Aginaiva, and so therefore, says the Gemara, he can be Nikna Bekesef. Why can be Nikna Bekesef? If you look at the Rashi, Machri Bezdin, Rashi is about 4 or 5 lines down from our Gemara, Machri Bezdin, Begnevusa, Techi Yimucher, Aidea Chere Mashma. The Pusik is talking about that he is being, actually the pasuk says ki yimkar, but the yimkar means, I'm sorry, the ki yimuchar lecho ochicho ivri oy ivriya. So ki yimuchar sounds like ayidei acherim, right? If he was selling himself, he would be moicher. Yimuchar is a passive, it's a nifal that somebody else is selling him. That means ayidei bezin. T'chi yimuchar ayidei acherim mashma. V'adinoisin shei nikna b'kesef b'loi chazuka, hoi v'yesh boi tzad kal shenimka bal korchai. You don't have to go and do a chazukah on the Eved. Kesef is enough, because Eved tzad kal. What's a tzad kal? That unfortunately he can be sold against his will. So since he can be sold so easily, he's protesting. I don't want to be sold. I'm sorry, you did a gneiva. The Bezdin has a right to go and sell you. So therefore you don't have to do a chazukah. For the kesef's gnik. But how do you know an Eved Ivri that sold himself? Back to my Ashkan Machri Bezdin. Havanimka bal korchai. So it's easy, so to speak, to go and be koinin. Just pay kesef. Moichatz minulan. How do you know the kesef works? By moichatz, right? Yalef sucher sucher. Oh, I have exer shuba sucher sucher.
So what's the hammer? Would you have a star? What if not for kesef? What would you?
Rashi said either chazukah or star or some other kinyan.
So chazukah would be better than kesef, I says.
I don't know if it would be better, but how do you know the word kesef? Kesef apparently is the easiest because anyway you have to pay the kesef. As a result, you pay anyway the kesef. The kesef will be not only the medium of acquisition, it'll also be the kinyan. Why do I say that? Because since he can be sold willy-nilly against his will, so he's an easy sale, so to speak. We don't ask his permission, we just sell him. So I might think that just do it the easy way, just do the kesef and we're done. We don't need a chazukah, we don't need a shtar, we don't need finish, I'll eat it. Azuivult ken mine. But how do I know Mecher Atzmoy, where he's an independent guy, he's selling himself? Maybe you have to do ganze hakbuas mit galilis mit meshichas mit shtar and out. But chatz minul, and how do you know the kesef works? Yalef suche suche. I have exerishuva suche suche. Mevishtei suche suche. The two psikim. One pusik is leyikshe beinecha b'shalechcha oisei chofshe meimach ki mishne schar suche avod chashay shunim. When he leaves at the end of 6 years, don't feel bad because he worked for you. In a very dedicated way. Mishnah means he worked both a day and at night because he produced also future offspring, future avudim. Schar sukhir, avod chesheshun. So it says sukhir one pusik. And then it says another pusik. Kis sukhir, kisoy shiv yeh imach, hachnasa yoy vel yavad imach. So you chadach do the 2 sukhirs. Now where are the 2 sukhirs? So Rashi points out, that's the next Rashi. One is b'moicher atzmoy, ki yomuch achicha v'nimkar, never he is so poor, he's selling himself, that's a moicher atzmoy, and then it's kisuchin kisoy shviyimach. And it said b'machri bezin, ki mishnah schar sucher avod koshay shunim. So therefore I have sucher. Sucher, I learn out now the din of nimkar, me atzmoy, the atzmoy, from the case of machri bezin. Oh, sucher, sucher. Sure. So just like by the other sucher, the machri bezin, it works ayin de kesef, when he's moicher atzmoy, also works ayin de kesef. That's very good if you learn Pesuch HaSuch Egzer Yeshuvah. Elamand lo Yalav Such HaSuch HaMa'ikul HaMeimer. Who is this man the Yomah that doesn't learn Such HaSuch? We're going to see this in another 3 lines. So just a little patience, we'll see that in a moment. But if you don't learn Such HaSuch, so vayta, how do I know that Moichar Atzmoy is Nikna B'Kesev? Umakru, it says, V'chisasig mitavuv, Moisval Inyan Risha Vilamet Elyon Mitachtoin. Now, what are the Elyon and what is the Tachtoin? So Rashi says, again, skip one Rashi, v'chisasig, b'moichar atzmo l'ayvik chovim, person sells himself to agoy, that's the pusik that we had at the outset, which says, mikesem iknusay, v'samchia l'parshis moichar atzmo l'yisrol. Back to back, I have 2 parshis. One parsha talking about selling himself to agoy, another one that he sells himself to yisrol. V'yilamed nimkal yisrol min nimkal ayvik chovim, behekesha. In other words, not with the gzeira shuvah sucha sucha necha hekish. The what? The nimkar the v'chovim se mikesem iknusay. And then it says mitavuv V'chisasi comes to tell you that I makish the two parshas together. So just like when he's nimkar to a goy, mikesef miknusay is al yedei kesef, when he's nimkar al yedei atzmoy, afil it's ayid, is also al yedei kesef. So bottom line is, a moicher atzmoy, either I learned suche from a machri bezdin, or I learned from a hekish of v'chisasi that I learned it from machri or mocher atzmoy to a goy. Wow. The Brice is going to tell us four halachas. Lemaisa, we hold like the Mandi Yomar, which is Rabbi Luza, that we'll see at the end of the Brice, that says that they're all the same. Moicher Atzmoy and Machri Bezin are exactly the same. They're mirror images of each other. But the Tanna Kamma disagrees. And he says there are major differences between Moicher Atzmoy and Machri Bezin. Lemushel, the Brice is going to enumerate four different halachas, according to Tanna Kamma. Hamoicher Atzmoy Nimka L'Sheish V'Yasa L'Sheish. If I were to ask you, anybody, how long does an Eved Ivri serve? Sheishunim Yavoit. Everybody knows. Or a boy say, that's only Machri Bezin. Moicher Atzmoy, he can be selling himself for 10 years. He can make, after all, he's selling himself never because he's so poor. And he says, Rebbe, if you give me the right amount, I'll sell myself to you for 25 years, as much as you want. Zuk to Tana Kama, that works. Machri Bez, the name of Nimkar Lishesh, Sheshunim Yah. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two. Hamoicher Atzmoy, Ein Anirza. Someone who's Moicher Atzmoy, there's no din of Ritzia at the end of his 10 years or 25 years. Okay. Let's do it. What he could always do is sell himself again. After all, he's Moicher Atzmoy, cannot Machmul for Kaif. But there's no din of Ritzia and that he waits until Yoivli. Machri Bez, the Nirza, the Vishtai, the Torah, Ruta, Sadoin, Ozne, Bamatzea, Babuda Loyla. No, the Chedek. Moicher Atzmoy, in Manikim Loy. In Manikim Loy means that if he sold himself at the end of his contract, after 10 years, 25 years, whatever, there's no din of Hanukkah. The Pusik says, Hanikanik Loy. That you have to go and give him a nice farewell package when he leaves of different types of food.
Seven spay.
Oh, that's also maybe a small pension that he should be able for the next week or two or whatever to be able to support himself until he gets another way of income. After all, until now, the rabbi has been supplying him with mezonos. The rabbi can also tell him, I'm not going to give you mezonos, you have to work for yourself. If his masi yadayim is enough, so okay, but he has at least from the masi yadayim when he's an eved. However, now that he's on his own, who's going to support me? That's the remember the machloikas of Mein Chachumim, when a person sends a shtar shichra to his eved, is it considered to be a schis or a choyve? The Gemara Taka also says the gabe av the bethkeir nichale. But besides that, the Gemara talks about that he gives him his oinus. If he happens to be a koyin, he can eat trima. So this is a major benefit, in a sense, being an eved, at least you know that you're covered for support. What happens when you leave? Hanitanically, you have to give my ganze greiser shlachmunis that he should support himself for at least a few days or weeks, whatever, until he finds another job. Or until he's he sells himself again. Anyway, zizuk titanikam. Moicher atzmoy, ein manikim. Machri bezin manikim loy. Oh, so that's already chilik number three. And finally, hamoicher atzmoy, ein rabbi moitzle shivcha kananis. If he sells himself, the rabbi cannot give him a shivcha kananis to go and live with. Machri Bezdin, Rabbi Moisel loy shivcha kananis. Machri Bezdin, then the rabbi can give him a shivcha kananis. The Pusik says in Parsha Mishvutim, Begapa Yuba, Begapa Yetze, and Bali Shehu, Yotze Ishti Imai. So Rashi says, Rari in Chemish, that if he happens to have been a bucher that was never married until now, then we cannot go and force him to take a shivcha kananis. But if he was a married man, anyway, but since he's already gone through this stage in his life, then the rabbi Moisel Shivcha Kananis to be able to provide for future offspring, future avudim. Anyway, so Zukti Mura, Moicher Atzmoy, Ein Rabbi Moisel Machri Bezin, Rabbi Moisel Shivcha. So we had four nafki minutes. Number one, the term, whether it's only 6 years or longer. Number two, whether you can go and be Nirtza, go and do the Ritzi and the Oizen. Number three, the Gabi Hanukkah. And number four, the Gabi Shivcha Kananis. Well, Reb Luza, Reb Leizer, Oymer, Zev, Zev, Ein, Nimkar, El, Sheish, Zev, Zev, Nirtza, Zev, Zev, Manikol, Zev, Zev, Ram, Mitzvah, Kedash, they're all the same. What's talking about like is, my lab, what can I forget? Tetani Kamala, Yalef, Sucher, Sucher, Reb Leizer, Yalef, Sucher, Sucher. After all, when we quoted the Rashi, the sukher sukher, one pusik is talking about moicher atzmoi, the other is talking about mochri yibestin. Du shteita kisukher kisoyshev yia imach. The other pusik says ki mishnes chas sukher avot kashay shunim. So I learn at sukher sukher. They're exactly the same, but that's what the blazer says. They're all the same. Hashem tanikama does learn sukher sukher. So that's l'choira, the Tana that we said before, that doesn't learn sukher sukher, and that's why we had to come on to the v'chis asik to tell us the din based on a hekish that you can be at, and Eved Ivri is nimkar b'kesef. Okay, zuktimura l'choira, that's the machlaikis, that Tana kama lo yalav sukher sukher, v'rabbeze yalav sukher sukher, omrav tev yimish minabayin, no, nishkarai, tekil yalav yalav sukher sukher, v'ochav aykru kamivikli, but rather they have a machlaikis that gabi yapusi. And now, from here, deep into tomorrow's Umid Aleph, the Gemara is going to go through all of the four halachas that we enumerated and show why, even though the Tana Kama perhaps does learn Sukha Sukha, and therefore he could learn that Eved Ivri is Nimkar Bekesef, not only by Machrui Bezin, but even by Moichar Atzmoi. So why don't you say all those other four halachas? Because each time there's a psalm near that tells you only this and not that. It's by Kruka Mifi. My time in the Tana Kama, the Moichar Atzmoi. So we'll go first to the first halacha. What about Moichar Atzmoi? Why do we say Nimkar Sheish? The Yeser Al Sheish. So I'll tell you why. You, in other words, the purchaser that purchased from Bezdin, this Eved Vavodchu for you is going to be Sheishunim. But if he sells himself, he can make up whatever he wants. He can make up for 3 years, he can make up for 20 years. It's up to him. The Idach, what does her blazer say about this? It comes to tell you that you work for him and not for the Yoyish. That what if the Odin passes away, he doesn't continue working for the Yoyish, because I vote Chu Fadir, Nish for the Yoyish.
So what should say about the Mishnah that he's calling himself with four things?
Maybe Einachanami, this Mandi Yomataka disagrees with the Mandi of our Mishnah. Zeistach and the Bryce alone, you have a Machlokes. It could very well be this Mandi Yomataka disagree with our Mishnah on that point. The Idach, what does the other Mandi Yomataka say? Vavodcha Achrinixiv. Shteitach Tzvaimu Vavodcha. You have the Avodcha Sheishunim that we just quoted now, and Rashi brings another Avodcha, three lines on the bottom. Ki Mishne Schar Sochir Avodcha Sheishunim. You have Va'avodcha and you have Avodcha. Va'avodcha Sheishunim, that was in the Pusik. Ki Muchalcho Achicha Ivri Oy Ivriya Va'avodcha Sheishunim. That's one Avodcha Sheishunim. Then you have the other Pusik. Ki Mishne Schar Sochir Avodcha Sheishunim. So you have the two Avodchas. What does the two Avodchas come to tell you? That comes to tell you the Nachum. The first man the Yomah says, Avodcha Sheishunim Zev, Eloi Lemoichar Atzmai. What does the other man the Yomah know? V'idach v'avodcha l'chu, v'loi l'yayish. V'idach, to tell you, loi l'yayish, v'avodcha achrinach, chalach tzvai. V'idach, ahila atzuas udin hidiusa. That's coming to tell you the atzuas udain. And what means atzuas udain? That Rashi says on the top, two lines from the bottom, atzuas udain, l'harzois al hanukosh l'yikshe be'enov, kin mefarish kru. The very Pusik itself says that when you are hanik tanik loi, don't be upset about the fact that you're giving him now this Hanukkah, which is a fairly substantial amount. He worked with great diligence for you. So he was a good Gitraya Eved. He worked overtime, both during the day and with the Shivcha Knanis at night. So he did a good job. So that's Vavodcha, to go and emphasize. He worked for you with dedication and devotion and diligence. Fine. So that covers the first issue. Says Kenzai, both of them do hold Sukha Sukha. And the reason why the Tanakama says, but nevertheless, a Moichar Atzvei can be sold for more than 6 years, is because of only over here Vavodcha Sheishunim for the Machri Bezin, I work for you, Zevaloy La Moichar Atzvei. My time is on the coming to you, Moichar Atzmai, and Nirtza. That's the second halucha. And this goes around Tiferan and the Umid Aleph and Mirat Hashem. That's tomorrow's daf to be continued tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you all for joining.